Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in the Kansas City Royals locker room, and I got the man here. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my audience.
Michael Massey from Payless Park, Illinois, second baseman of the Kansas City Royals.
Payless Park?
Mm-hmm.
That's Chicago.
Yeah, I grew up on the South Side.
What you know about South Side?
I went to Brother Rice High School. My fiance went to Mother Macaulay, so we've been in the area for our whole lives.
Okay, was Johnny Knee over there when you was there?
Johnny Knee was at St. Rita, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, got him mixed up there. Yeah. All right, yeah, Coach Johnny Knee.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, John's a great dude.
Okay.
Great dude.
Yeah, you part of that Catholic League connection, huh?
Yeah, I actually went to St. Rita my freshman year and then transferred over to Brother Rice. So I had 1 year with, I wasn't on varsity, I was on freshman there, but I knew my brother went to St. Rita.
Okay.
For Coach Zunica and Coach Knee, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this big league experience. What has this big league experience been like for you?
It's been awesome. You know, to be able to go out and compete against the best 760 players in the world every night is it's a blessing. It's, you know, something that a lot of people from the South Side that have helped me, you know, throughout my career to get to this point and be able to achieve this. So, yeah, just try not to take it for granted and go out and compete every night and, you know, put together some good ABs and some good games and win some ball games.
And a lot of kids think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They always say you got to pay some dues to get there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a long road, obviously, from the minor leagues. And like you said, once you get drafted, you kind of take that moment where you feel like you've made it, and then you kind of get slapped in the face by going up to either Arizona or Florida and starting at the bottom and having to work your way up. So, yeah, definitely a long road, but you know, one that's worth it.
So what was draft day like for you?
I was back home in Payless at my house, and just my family and I, and just watching the computer and the laptop. I wasn't a day one guy, so we were watching as they were flying through the picks. And,
you were one of them I got paid right, guys.
Yeah, in the middle. So just watching it, and got a text from my agent that he felt like we had a good opportunity with Kansas City, so you know, we said yes, and a couple minutes later, they flashed it on the screen, so it was a cool moment.
Now, you know, I used to coach college baseball. I scouted for 5 major league teams, and my first paying scouting job was with the Kansas City Royals.
That's a good organization to be with.
Okay, yeah. Art Stewart and Tony Lovato, you may not know them.
Legends,
names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legends.
So, I mean, you know, you get that call, you got drafted, I mean, did you cry?
No, my parents did. My family,
you know,
was.
Mama cried.
Yeah, they were. You know, I think for myself, I think it's kind of one of those things that when you're in it, you're just kind of focused on where you're trying to go and what you're trying to accomplish. And I think it's one of those things, maybe when you move on and maybe you're done playing, at some point you kind of look back and you realize how special it was. But I feel like in the moment, you're trying to stay grounded, trying to compete. And you know, that's one of the pieces of advice that I have for younger players is, you know, when you're in the moment, you can't be starstruck. You can't have those wide eyes if you really want to go out there and compete and play well. So just trying to stay focused and disciplined in that way.
So when you got that call up, you were going to the big leagues, walking in this locker room for the first time, saw your uniform hanging up, you didn't cry?
No, I called my parents and let them know, and it was a cool phone call. But I think it's just one of those things where it's you just try to go out there and compete, right? You just try to give it your best shot, and like I said, it'll probably be something that I look back on, you know, when I'm done playing.
You know, you cry a little tear.
Nothing.
Hey, you gonna put it on my mama crying, right?
My parents did. Yeah.
My pops did cry. He like my boy on his way to the big league. He ain't cry.
Nah, he was probably more emotional than my mom was.
Pops, he tell it on you. He ain't supposed to tell on you, pops. So, you know, I always tell my guys that when you get to the big leagues, you got to eat, drink, sleep this game. Mm-hmm. Whatever you did before that, you throw it out the window because it all starts over.
Yeah, no, it's tough, right? It's I think there's – obviously it's a dream, and so I think sometimes when you phrase it as a dream, there's – you think it's magical and you think, you know, it's going to be a certain way, and the reality is it's hard. You know, it's a daily grind. You're going to have nights where – you don't sleep, and you're going to have weeks where you don't sleep because you're struggling or team's struggling and you're working hard to figure it out. So there's, you know, it's a double-edged sword, right? You get to enjoy a lot of the stuff that we do get to enjoy, and it's incredible how blessed we are, but at the same time, it's you know, a lot of failure, a lot of tough nights, and just got to keep going because we've got a choice, right?
Last two questions.
Yeah.
First major league hit.
in Toronto, my second at bat, second career at bat off of Max Castillo, hit a first pitch line drive single right.
First home run.
In Tampa Bay, I hit a foul ball or a home run that almost went foul. I kind of wrapped around the foul pole. It took me 60 at bats in though, so it took me a minute. I was thinking about it for a while.
Yeah. You still got the balls?
Yep, I got them at home.
All right, last question. Looking at your locker, you got number 19. I mean, how you wind up with number 19?
Honestly, when I got called up to Toronto for my debut, it was just the number they gave me, and I was expecting 81, but I saw 19, so haven't changed it since.
So you're the man.
I'll let you say that.
Coach, with the man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
The main thing first, have to have the opportunity. They have to have different outlets to be able to develop that player. You have an average player, you know, they're raw talent. And so they need at least two or three, maybe even 4 years of development to get to that next level, you know, to get even par of their talent, you know, with the other players. So we need leagues like this to be able to showcase the league, have players another opportunity, you know, to showcase and develop that talent. But it takes time. Sounds like an exciting time. Again, it's needed. Definitely need some more developmental leagues to give ball players an opportunity just to progress and see where they're at. There's those diamonds in the rough. There's those players that are hidden gems. They haven't been discovered yet. Sounds like that's what the league is for, just to give them another opportunity, some more exposure, some more experience, you know, advance and see how far they can go.
Click on the subscribe button and become a subscriber.